Hear the word of the Lord from Joshua 1:9. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And in the New Testament, we have Paul from behind prison walls speaking to the church. And he sends this message saying, "So then, dear brothers and sisters, be firm. Do not be moved. Always be outstanding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord Jesus Christ." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray together. Merciful and holy God, you were preparing Joshua. In your word, you reminded him that you would be with him always. You commanded that he remember where you were taking him. And thus it so may this word resonate in our own spirits. And Lord, you gave us a message from the Apostle Paul, reminding us that we must always stand firm. Stand firm as a body in Christ. May this message resonate in our hearts. Amen. Amen. You know, there are so many things that I am, I have to tell you, I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to be here this morning. I'm grateful for the family that I have. I have a 10-year-old little girl. The doctors told me that I could never have a child. And so my husband and I were married 13 years before she came along, and I got pregnant. And the doctors didn't know what they were talking about, obviously. And for that, I am so grateful. And there's so many things that I imagine that we can think about within our own lives to be grateful for. And then there are things that we must consider what we're grateful for as a church body. I would say that I can name a few. I'd say that we can be grateful for the embrace of God and the covenant that delivers us from evil and sin. We can be grateful for the blood of Christ and redemption through this love. And we can believe in it and we can gain strength from that grace. And we can be grateful for the Holy Spirit. It empowers and inspires us to keep praying and to be resilient in our faith, especially when things feel lost. We can surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit. But I know one thing, that we must stand firm in our gratefulness. For this is the hope that we are to embrace and pour upon our community. And it's a gift of faith, actually, of faith and love that we're to cling to and get renewed from, as we say at New Hope, and I share it with you, as we journey together through our joys, turmoil, adversity, new life, the birth of twins, and so many other things that happen along the way. We must stand firm in gratefulness, stand firm in righteousness, stand firm in perseverance, because God desires that we manifest Easter by the way we live now. And we manifest Easter and its relevance in our lives. As a matter of fact, I think that we are supposed to have a resurrected mindset. Sometimes I see all of the flourish that we bring to this wonderful occasion called Easter, but it does not end. And I see it even in the text, as well as what you have written in your outline and the songs that you are singing today. We are to have a resurrected mindset in this day and time. And hear what Paul said one more time. And I'm going to share what he said to the church in Corinth and to what he said in Philippi. He said, "Don't be moved. Stand firm. Be outstanding in your work and know that your labor is not in vain." And then he told the church in Philippi, "You are my joy. You are my victor's crown, and you must stand firm in the Lord." I guess we have to stand firm when the storms sweep by us. I can only think of one today. I think of many, many examples. I gave you one. I had to stand firm in faith and belief when for 13 years I desired to be a mom. And for 13 years I became so discouraged. I'd go to baby showers and act a little jealous because I can't have a baby shower. Yeah, that's life. But the reality is that God says, be patient and stand firm in my grace and my peace, and I will cover you, I will deliver you, I will protect you. And I personally will believe that whether I had had that child or not. As a matter of fact, the last treatment that we had that did not work, I looked at my husband and I said, okay, so the church, this new church plant of Los Ranchos Presbytery called New Hope, that will be the baby we raise. That will be our child, because it's been 13 years and we can no longer go through this agony of disappointment. And he said, I agree with you. No more doctor's appointments. No more going to UCLA. It's done. We will raise up the church in the power and the promise of God to the best of our ability, and that will be our baby. And don't you know, once I was called to Los Ranchos Presbytery, began to plant the church a month later, 2 months after that, I was pregnant. Isn't that something? So my daughter and the church are my twins. And I humbly seek to raise them in the spirit of Christ. And I'm not perfect, but I'm doing my best to stand firm and to do everything that I'm trying to tell you in this word today. But I can think of another faith example, a triumphal entry for all of us to consider about what it means to stand firm in a community of solidarity. You know, it takes me to Wilma Rudolph, that great runner woman that she was. She was born in 1940. Wilma Rudolph was the child of the 20th child of 22 children in her house. Wow. And she was stricken with polio when she was very young. And as you can imagine, she grew up in poverty, very challenging circumstances, but her family had a deep Christian faith. What they depended on is the very thing that I think that we should be grateful for, the embrace of God and the covenant to deliver us from sin and evil, the blood of Christ and the redemption that we have through his salvation and love. And the experience of the Holy Spirit that blows breath and life into everything we have and do. And they taught her that God had a purpose for her life beyond the adversities that come with having polio. That she was going to be a messenger for Christ's hope. And there were days when her body ached, but God still loved her. Days when her limbs curled up in a spastic furrow, God still cared for her. Days when the world shunned this child and the doctors gave her no hope. Sorry about that. And she was no more than dismissed as incapable with no future. But she had a community of faith that was standing firm. She had a church that was standing firm, that was praying and encouraging and waiting. And the faith community stood firm in the unshakable arms of God, in the experience of Jesus Christ, and in that breath life of the Holy Spirit. Wilma's doctors told her over and over again, she will never walk. She told that to her parents. Now, her mother didn't have a degree in physical therapy, but she faithfully massaged Wilma's legs every day, and she did it for years, and it began to work. Her movement improved just enough for the doctors to put some leg braces on her, And her mother was still not determined to give up, so she began to not just massage those legs, but to take them out of their entangled, gnarly space and pull them into an elongated stretch. And they did it every day. Every day. Stretching her legs while the community of faith embraced her and nurtured her like babies in church. Every day. And that happened until she was 12 years old. And by the time she was 15, she could run so well that she began to win races. And she won so many races, she became known as the Tennessee Tornado. And she made the 1956 U.S. Olympic team. And she won 3 gold medals in Rome and became known as the fastest woman on earth. This was the little girl with polio who had the grace of a community of faith that knew and knows what it meant to stand firm on the belief of Jesus Christ and the deliverance that we all have through his resurrection and through the salvation that we've been given. I mean, she belongs to this very God who is a part of us. She and the community stood firm in trust and assurance. Let me remind you one more time. Joshua was given a message before he went into battle. Listen to me, Joshua. Haven't I commanded you? Remember my commandment. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for I will be with you till the very end. That's my relief. I pray it's yours too. I know it's our triumph. It's our victory, and it is the sharing in this abundance of glory that not only makes us sister churches, it makes us God's people who must continue to stand firm in journeying together. I listen to your music. It's absolutely beautiful. I wish that I had brought my daughter this morning, but she had to practice her violin because she has a recital that I will miss today, but it's okay. But I'll say this to you. Your music is beautiful. We sing gospel at New Hope Presbyterian Church, USA. That music is beautiful. God provides these genres of communication where we can go in and out of and celebrate the diversity of his grace and stand firm as people who are witnesses to the promise and the love of Christ. I invite you today to join me, as I know you already have, in simply standing firm in the unshakable love of God, in the experience of Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit that breathes hope into the soul. Let us stand firm in knowing that we're brothers and sisters together and God is working all things out. If he do it for a woman who got pregnant when she was 42, oh my gosh. If she did it for a little girl, if he did it for a little girl who had polio and was told that she could never walk, then what should we be afraid of? If God be for us, who can ever be against us? God bless you, First Pres Anaheim. It has been a joy to share God's word with you today. Amen.